only the words break the silence. All other sounds have ceased. If I were silent, I'd hear nothing. But if I were silent, the other sound would start again. Those to which the words have made me deaf, or which have really ceased. But I am silent. It sometimes happens. No, never. Not one second. I weep too without interruption. It's an unbroken flow of words and tears. No pause or reflection. But I speak softer. Every year a little softer. Perhaps. Slower too. Every year a little slower. Perhaps. It is hard for me to judge. If so, the pauses would be longer between the words, the sentences, the syllables, the tears. I confuse them, words and tears. My words are my tears, my eyes, my mouth. And I should hear at every little pause. If it's the silence I say, then I say that only the words break it. But nothing of the kind. That's not how it is. It's forever the same murmur, flowing unbroken, like a single, endless word, and therefore meaningless. For it's the end gives the meaning to words. What right have you then? No. This time I see what I'm up to, and I put stop to it, saying, none, none. But get on with the stupid old threen and ask. Ask until you answer a new question, the most ancient of all, the question, were things always so? Well, I'm going to tell myself something, if I'm able, pregnant, I hope, with promise for the future, namely that I begin to have no very clear recollection of how things were before I was. By before, I mean elsewhere. Time has turned into space, and there will be no more time till I get out of here. Yes, my past has thrown me out, its gates have slammed behind me, or I burrowed my way out alone, to linger a moment free in a dream of days and nights, dreaming of me moving season after season towards the last. Like the living, till suddenly I was here, all memory gone. Ever since, nothing but fantasies and hope of a story for me somehow. Of having come from somewhere, of being able to go back or on somehow, someday, or without hope. Without what hope haven't I just then, of seeing me alive? Not merely inside an imaginary head, but a pebble of sand under a restless sky, restless on its shore, faint stirs day and night, as if to grow less crippled, never less, and never quite be gone. No, truly, no matter what, I say no matter what, hoping to hear the help of voice, to wear out the head, or without hope, without reason, no matter what, without reason. For it will end, death and end will come, for the best day, better still, will be silent. I'll know I'm silent, and the silence will come forever. But at least get out of here. At least that, though, I don't know. And time begins again. Step from the earth. The night the fool of doors at dawn. The morning he begs that he may not dawn. I don't know. I don't know what all that means. Day and night, earth and sky, begging and imploring. And I can desire them. Who says I desire them, the voice, and that I can't desire anything, and I feel like something. Maybe for all I know, me here, if they could open those little words, open and swallow me up. Perhaps that is what has happened. If so, let them open again and let me out. In the tumult of life that seals my eyes and of men, try and be one again. All of I'm guilty, let me be forgiven and graciously authorized to expiate. Coming and going and passing time, every day a little purer, a little better. The mistake I make is to try and think, even the way I do. Such as I am, I shouldn't be able, even the way I do. Whom can I have offended so grievously to be punished in this inexplicable way? All is inexplicable. Space and time, fault and inexplicable. Suffering and fear, and even the own convulsive cry. It's not me, it can't be me. But am I in pain? Whether it's me or not, frankly, now is there pain. Now is here, and here there is no frankness. All I say will be false, and to begin with, not said by me. Here I'm a mere vessel of this stuff. I feel nothing, say nothing. He holds me in his arms and moves my lips. No need of it. All is gone. There is no one. What is my head? Must have left it in Ireland. Must be moved. Must be there still, lying on the bar. It's all he cares. But that other one who is me, lying in his death and youth, because of whom I'm here, in this black silence, helpless to move or accept his voice as mine. It's just him I must disguise myself for my time. For him, in the meantime, do my best not to live. In this pseudo-sepulture, same feeling. Perhaps you might get the knowledge I'm dead and thinking about. Somewhere in Europe, probably. But every plunge and suck of the sky a little more overripe. As yesterday and the pomp of the womb. No, to have said so convinces me of the contrary. I never saw the light of day any more than he. Ah, if no were content to cut yes's throat and never cut its own. Watch out for the right moment, then not another word. Is that the only way to have being and habitat? But I'm here, that much at least is certain. It's in vain I keep on saying it, it remains true. Does it? It's hard for me to judge. Less true and less certain in any case than when I say I'm on earth. Come into the world and assured of getting out. And that's why I say it patiently, variously, trying to vary. For you never know. It's perhaps all a question of hitting on the right aggregate. So as to be here no more at last. So as to be here no more at last. So as to be here no more at last. So as to be here no more at last. So as to be here no more at last. So as to be here no more at last. So as to be here no more.